This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 44. Do stay-at-home moms have it good? By Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. Hello, everybody. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Welcome back to Optimal Parenting Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the show where I read to you every day from some of the best articles and blog posts that cover parenting content, kind of like an audiobook. And today we have the fortune of reading from a post of Shauna Scaife's, who's a regular on Optimal Relationships Daily as well, the other show I host. This post explores the pros and cons of being a stay-at-home mom. So let's give Shauna's work the floor and optimize your life. Do Stay-at-Home Moms Have It Good? By Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca. My bestie and I are both stay-at-home moms. We joke about the fact that we have it good. We know this isn't how it feels all the time. We know it hasn't always been this way. But at the end of the day, we feel grateful for being able to be stay-at-home moms. I've been thinking about this for many years, because this statement bubbles up a lot of different emotions for each mom. Some stay-at-home moms really don't feel like they have it good, and I can't disagree with that. There have been days where my husband would walk in the door from work, and I would walk out to get a breather. Not every day is good. But as a whole, it is. I don't say it is good because I am naive or blindly optimistic. I say this because I've come to see that there is something that is making it a good experience for me. This is what I think it is. The other week, I had a house full of kids and moms and the coffee was brewing. My bestie's husband stopped in, and I poured him some coffee and gave him a cookie. He laughed and joked that if this is what it was like to be a stay-at-home mom, he would quit his job and join us. Of course, he only saw a piece of the picture, but coffee dates are a common occurrence for me and my friends. Then the other day, I was at the lake with my bestie and all our kids. I could unravel the show of chaos that was part of that day, but all in all, I got to chill at the beach, in the sunshine, with my best friend. Two nights ago, it was my birthday, and I went to a girlfriend's house for a wine tasting. To my surprise, we met up in a barn loft beside the river. It was full of decadent foods, twinkling lights, flowers, wines, and all the women I really love to hang out with. It left me speechless. It was one of the nicest things anyone has ever done for me. When I stepped out to use the washroom later in the night, I stopped as I walked back up to the barn. In the still dark, all I could hear were the laughs of my favorite people spilling out of the barn with that warm glow of the lights. And I realized why this stay-at-home mom has it good. I have them, these ladies, to do life with. The fact is, being a stay-at-home mom can really suck. It can be isolating and relentless and overwhelming. I would never dare take three kids alone to the beach. It would be a lonely week to have coffee dates with only myself every morning. And I couldn't imagine not having a crew of friends who I can eat cheese with under the moonlight on a special occasion. More specifically, friends who have walked in my shoes all day and know how indulgent it can feel to put on lipstick and drink from pretty glasses. I am a stay-at-home mom who has it good because of the women I get to do it with. These women help me parent my kids. They teach them things I can't, like physical activity. They make really great cake. They throw parties for my kids to celebrate potty training. They know all my weaknesses and speak into my strengths. They love my kids like their own. They listen to me talk about the Enneagram and Outlander on repeat. They laugh at me and my mom fails, and offer to even out my kids' haircuts when I botch them up, every time. When I was pregnant with my first, I moved to this small country town, and then soon after, I gave up my career. If I would have stopped to think about how my early days of motherhood would play out in these circumstances, it probably would have scared me into panic mode. But through a lot of lessons in friendship, and one really fantastic woman who knew how to get me out of my house with a new baby, I found the value of friends outweighs where you live, your job prospects, or how your kids are driving you nuts. So if you are a stay-at-home mom who doesn't have it good, let me say a few things. First of all, we all feel that way. Go ahead and say you are lonely and angry and lost, especially if you have a baby. Even though they are small and cuddly, they can unleash an emotional thunderstorm in your sleep-deprived life. So recognize your feelings. Maybe ask yourself if you are being a martyr. Maybe talk to a counselor about it. Maybe have an ugly cry in the tub. For me, it took all three. Second, get out of the house any way you can. Even if you are putting in miles walking the same sidewalks in your stroller every day, anytime you can put yourself into action, even if you are walking in circles in the neighborhood, it is better than staying at home feeling restless and scrolling social media. Motion is so good for your emotional well-being. Finally, get to know someone. I know this could be a whole other blog post about making and being mom friends, but as someone who has made, lost, fought for, fought with, and gone without friends, it will be worth putting yourself out there. Invite someone for a park date. Say hi to the new mom. Say hi to the shy mom. Text a friend you know might be feeling alone too. Show up for people in your real life. Be a good friend. You will make mistakes. It will be awkward. But your life is always better with friends. It is science. You just listened to the post titled, Do Stay-at-Home Moms Have It Good? By Shauna Scaife of simpleonpurpose.ca.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And what a great post from Shauna. Thanks a lot to her for that. The value of friendship and a strong social life can often be forgotten, especially amidst, you know, long working hours or an exhausting parenting schedule. But Shauna reminds us of the huge value in this and how even the most challenging times that can't be changed so easily can still be really satisfying if we focus on cultivating a strong and reliable group around those challenges. So yes, there's always time for friends. And I really hope you use it. So go see some friends, everyone. We're out of here for now. Thanks, as always, for joining me and listening until the end. And I look forward to being back with you tomorrow for more, where your optimal life awaits.